being a crime victim can be a shattering experience, and many who have personally experienced it say that reporting the incident and the investigation that follows can be equally agonizing. At the present time, there is no code of conduct specifying how the police or state attorneys should treat crime victims, and critics say their conduct often leaves much to be desired. The Czech government has now moved to correct that, approving an amendment to the law which would give crime victims more support and greater protection. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Victims of hate crime who have suffered a brutal assault such as a beating or rape often say that what they go through at the police station and courtroom is often more degrading than the assault itself. NGOs and local organizations involved in helping the victims of crime say that many victims refuse to report the incident, being too embarrassed to talk about it and wanting to close the door on the nightmare right away. Rape victims often complain they're questioned with no respect for privacy and, in addition to reliving the trauma in detail, are sometimes questioned in a manner that suggests they might have invited the assault. The incident generally impacts the victim's private life, their work life, and leaves many fearing for their safety. The Czech government has now moved to correct that and ensure that the victim of a crime, who is often the only witness, does not get treated in the same manner as the perpetrator. The amendment to the law proposed by the Justice Ministry would ensure that crime victims would be offered legal advice, financial aid, or short-term protection when necessary. They would be briefed about the progress on the case and be told when the offender is arrested, charged, bailed and sentenced. Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil says the bill should significantly change the rights of a crime victim.
A bude si moci zvolit takzvaného důvěrníka, to znamená zvláště o oběť trestného činu.
Crime victims will be able to bring a confidant, a family member, close friend or a lawyer, who'd be present during questioning or any other ordeal they face. This is important, especially when victims are young or in some way disadvantaged. Victims will be given the right to make a statement regarding how the crime impacted their lives, which could ultimately influence the court's verdict. And finally, victims will be offered financial aid to the tune of 50,000 crowns, which will be paid out by the state, and which the state will try to reclaim from the perpetrator.
The proposed bill will now be put to the vote in both houses of parliament. Its approval would significantly improve the position of crime victims and strengthen cooperation between the Justice Ministry and the help organizations and NGOs who are now struggling to provide whatever help they can from the sidelines.
Many thanks to Daniela Lazarova.